The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. You did. Today's daf is being studied. Today's daf is being studied for Washerema. Moshe Medina Sarah, Muhammad Sahab, Sarah, Rahab, Sion Ben Esther, Inna Rafana Lahim, Inna Rafana, for the difference of the good, for the good, for Omar. Amen. Comes the Gemara and begins on the top line. We are in the sugya over here. Again, let's just set it up for us. We were in the sugya trying to understand Kiddushi Yehud. What is Kiddushi Yehud? Father sells his daughter for an Amma. Beautiful. We know he can sell his daughter for an Amma. But the Hadush is that the Adon now can marry that daughter. That's called a Kiddushim of Yehud. The Gemara wanted to know exactly to what extent when the Adon makes this Yehud, to what degree are they married? Is it a Kiddushin level or is it a Nisuin level? You'll say, what's the difference? They're married, they're married. No, there's three Nafkaminot if it's Kiddushin and Nisuin. Nafkamina number one, Le'inyan Hafarat Nedarim. If they're married, the husband has full rights to make Hafarat Nedarim. Number two, if the husband's a Kohen, he can mitameh. Number three, Yerusha. He is Yoresh, husband, if it's Nisuin. If it's Kiddushin, he doesn't have the rights to become Tameh, he doesn't have the rights to Yoresh, and he doesn't have rights to make Hafarat Nedarim alone. Okay, so that's a big, big question. So the Gemara methodically brought a proof. What was the Gemara's proof? The Gemara said, well, we have a situation over here where we have all rabbis in agreement that a father can sell his daughter that's an almana, sell her to a Kohen Gadol. Oh, you're going to tell me, but Rabbi, how can you sell to a Kohen Gadol? We have a rule. That what, when you, according to one Shita at least, that when you sell a girl to an amma, she has to be yirudable. Meaning she has to be able to make yirud. Now what are you talking about? Almana to Kohen Gadol, it's isur. Well, Gemara said, you're right, it's isur, but it's hal. Meaning it's hal. Meaning if they did make Yehud, the Kiddushin is hal. It's not like selling selling a sister to a brother. There the Kiddushin is not even hal. So the Hadush over there, we learned in a statement that even though you can't sell a girl where Yehud is not possible, but almanat to Kohen Gadol, even though the Yehud would be isur, it's hal, and therefore the sale is okay. That was a statement. So now we started to analyze. Okay, give me the case. Could you give me the case? How is she in Almana? Almana, well, maybe she made Kiddushin herself. When she was a Kitana. Kiddushin herself, that's nothing. Kiddushin of a Kitana is nothing. That doesn't make her an Almana. Also, maybe you'll tell me he's talking about what? Where the father married her off. No, the Gemara said, if the father married her off, that's impossible. Because after Ishut, there's no Shifrut. That's the rule. After the father marries off, we learned, according to the Akiva, and Shifrut Ha'arishu, when the father marries off. So one must be talking about a case where she married herself off. How'd she marry herself off? Which is the father sold her, and then she got married to the Adon through Yehud. But we're going according to the opinion that says it's not the money that the father received that makes the Kiddushin. It's the money that of her depreciation. So therefore, it's not considered as if the father married her off. And therefore, she got married to this Adon. The Adon died. The Hadush is, there is a Shifrut after Ishut of hers. Ishut Dida. And what type of Ishut Dida? Ishut of an Irusin. And then we've proven that Yehud makes an Irusin and everything is... everything's okay because the Ishut is from her. But the Gemara says there's another opinion out there. But according to another opinion that says no, The Kiddushin of Yehud is actually the father makes it with the money that he received. So how are you going to learn the case? Because if you're saying it's he got the Kiddushin, which means he makes the Kiddushin, means when he gave her over the first time, he made the Kiddushin because he received the money. And we have rule, En Shifchut Ahar Ishut Dideh. Now, so how are you going to learn the case? Which means how can you give her to a Kohen Gadol? Mukim la kerebi eli aizad amal l'shifchut ahar shifchut udo lo matzim azbin la aval l'shifchut ahar ishut matzim azbin la. He'll have to learn this case is going not according to Rabbi Akiva. It's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. If you remember, not to be the Eliezer. He learned the only thing that Torah's osir is bebagdoba. When the father sold her as a shifcha in shifchut ahar shifchut. However, he did allow ishut ahar shifchut.
Shifchut ahar ishut.
I correct myself. Aval, he did allow shifkut ahar ishut. Therefore, the case is talking about where the father sold her, and what there was a yehud, and he made the yehud. The father received the money. There's ishut over here. Beautiful. He could still give her over for shifkut after ishut, which means ye en shifkut ahar ishut. He learned the pasuk bebagdoba. Bagdoba, he rebelled against his daughter. He sold her a shifcha once, but you only get one shot. But what? Yesh shifchut achar ishut. And the case, well, we made the ishut. And therefore, that's why, give me the case. The case is very simple. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, fourth line. The amal the shifchut achar shifchut. The kadarish kevan shebagadba. Right? The adhashta. Till now, we were always trying to learn that the thing was going like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara says many times, he was put in Hidim. So we never liked to mokim the statements that Allah called to Rabbi Eliezer. But, like the Gemara over there, Baba Metziat gives a story over there. But the point is, we have no choice. So therefore, we explain like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, very, very good. But Shefchot Ahad Ishut, you can. Right, so therefore you can. I'll give you better now. According to the Bili Ezra, Shifchut HaShifchut is the only thing that's Asur. Correct? Beautiful. Bebagdoba. Shifchut HaShifchut is permissible. So what's the case? I'll give you another case. The father married her off. The father married her off. Don't confuse yourself. The father married her off. Married the Kiddushin and the guy died. And now the Hadush is the father can sell her to a Kohen Gadol. She's still Ketana. So we have no problem. What do you mean? But I thought you can't sell. Quite as you can. To finish. Very simple. Comes again and says, "Ba'ayin Eresh Lakish, Ma'u Shemiyaid Adam Lebno Katan." New question. Ye'ud. Father, Adon buys a slave. Hama Avriya. He could marry her, no question. He can give it to his son as well. Does the son have to be an adult? Or could he give his son who's a katan? Can a katan make Ye'ud? That's the question. That's the she'ilah. So Gemara says, well, Beno Amar Rahmana, Beno Koldu. But the pasuk says, V'im libno yi'adena. Beno, it's a son. Doesn't say how old he has to be. Or Dilma, Beno Dumya Dide. No, his son has to be like him. Ma hu gadol, ap beno gadol. Right, that's the she'ilah. So the Gemara comes along and says, Amar Bizrat Hashem Ish Prat Lekatan. When in a pasuk of it says, "The ish asher yinaf et eshet ish," that's called an adulterer. You have a man that goes with an eshet ish. Okay, the ish asher yinaf et eshet ish. Everybody's an ish over here. So the Gemara says, "Ish," that's the adulterer. Prat lekatan. Okay, so the adulterer has to be an ish. Because there's no mitah if a katan commits adultery. Asher yinaf et eshet ish. That has relations with a lady that's married to an ish, prat le eshet katan, as opposed to a lady that's married to a katan. So everybody's got to be gedolim. The adulterer and the lady that's the adulteress had to be married to also an ish. Good? So Gemara says, V'yamart mi'ahed. What are you talking? If you're telling me that Yehud can even be done by a katan, imken matzinu ishut le katan. What are you talking about? You have a case. You have a case of Eshet Ish by a Katan. Why is the Torah coming to tell me that what? That the Dafkan Ish. If you tell me that Yehud can be done by a Katan, you have a case of Eshet Ish where the lady is a married lady married to a Katan. So why would the Torah come along and say that you only have Ishit Ish when the guy's an adult? We have a case over here that she's he's even a katan. Ela must be that what? That Yehud can only be done by a gadol. What do you need a pasuk for? Tifshot mine demiyaed. On the contrary, from the fact that you need a pasuk to come along and say only an Ishit Ish, that implies that there is another case of Ishit Ish that she's a, that he's a katan, but all the Torah is coming to say in that case is no death penalty. Because otherwise, if you never have a scenario, what do you need to come along and tell me, a dafka with a lady who's married to an Ish? Oh, do you have another case? Oh, you must be, you do have another case. It must be there's a case where a lady can be married to a katan, and all the pasuk is coming to say, oh, in that case, there's no death penalty on adultery. But there's a case that exists. Yeah. Otherwise, what do you need a pasuk to come? Again, the Torah's coming out. A guy goes with Ishit Ish. Oh, only if the lady's married to an Ish. Is there a case that she can be married not to an Ish? Must be. And what's that case? Yehud. So must be Yehud can even be done by a katan. And the Hadush of the Pasuk is, there's no death penalty if a guy goes with a, with the Amar that's married to the katan. Okay, good. So you see what? There is Yehud to a katan. I'll give you a case of katan. Hakav biyabam ben tesha shanim v'yom echad. Habal yibim to askinam. We know the Masechet Yibamot. Once the kid's 9 years old, he can make yibum. And that's the point. The point that the Torah was coming. Forget about the Yehud. We let the Yehud can only be done by an adult. What was the Torah coming to exclude? A Yabam that was 9 years old, that made yibum with the Yibamah. They considered married now, right? But it's married to a katan. There's no death penalty if you went with that lady, but every other lady, yeah. The Midoraita Hajj, the Midoraita, he has a Bi'ah. So, Mao de Tema, Kevan de Midoraita Hajj, the Bi'ah to Bi'ah. Haba, Aleam, it Hayabesh, it is. I would have thought that they're married. Kamashmalan. That. Kamashmalan. That there is no death penalty. Beautiful. So, you have no Ra'aya yet. Is there Yehud by a Katan or not? So, give us my Havi Allah. The bottom line, what is the halakha? Whenever you see my Havi Allah, Gemara's question is, what is the bottom line halakha? Tashema, Amar of Aibu, Amar of Yanai, En Yehud Ela Begadol, En Yehud Ela Midat. 2 points. Gadol, and it has to be Midat. So Gemara says, Tarte, it's two things, it sounds like it's one and the same. Which means, what's the reason why you need Yehud by a Gadol? Because the guy that's making Yehud has to have Da'at. So what do you tell me? En Yehud Begadol? What do you mean? You two statements for? Gemara says no. Ma ta'am ka'amar. It's one statement really. Ma ta'am en yud ela begadol. Fi she en yud ela midat. Very good. Which means the yud has to, yeah, the guys have da'at. Like katan doesn't have da'at. So therefore en yud ela begadol because you need da'at, and that's it. That we answer our question. So comes the Gemara and says, v'ibaitema. Another answer. My midat. I can tell you, any yod ela begadol, period. Oh, what does it mean, ela midat? Midat dida. Oh, she's got to know. Meaning it's got to be done where she has, nah, not the kid. We know kids, no good, any yod begadol, ela begadol. And any yod ela midat means midata. What does that mean? Tetani Abaye Bered Rabbi Abu, we have a brighter. Asher, Abaye brought this brighter. Asher lo Ya'adaha. Ya'adaha is from the Lashon, also Yidi'a. Ya'adaha, Yi'ud, but also Yidi'a. Melamech is Sarikh li Ya'ada. But you have to Mi'a'ida. What does it mean? Sarikh li Ya'ada. You have to inform her. She has to know. What does it mean she has to know? So who tani la? Abaye brought the brighter. Vu'amarla, and explained. Bekidushay Yi'ud. That when does she have to know of it? We're talking about a case of Kiddushay Yehud, meaning Vadibad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Tamar ma'ot rishonot lav de Kiddushin nitanu. Very good, which means if we hold that the original money that the father got, that's the Kiddushin, she doesn't have that. Because the father is marrying her off. The father can marry off a daughter, midato. But if you hold that that's not the money that's doing it, right, what's doing it to get her on? So somebody's got to know that there's a kiddushin taking place over there. So she's got to know. Right, she's got to agree. She's got to tell her. Hey, listen, you can't just tell her one day. Oh, by the way, you're married. The father can do that. The father can accept the kiddushin shalom edata.
Yeah.
And tell her, by the way, my dear daughter, you're married to this guy, accepted the kiddushin. But if you hold that Yehud works not from the father accepting the original money, that it works from the get on later on. So the bright is coming to say, yes, you got to tell. Listen, you owe me some money from the, or I owe you some money from the get on. So you know why? She's got to. No, no, she's got to know. What does that mean? Just to know.
Which is a dot.
Yes, you a good question. Where's a dot? Okay, bottom line, she's a kitana. Mm-hmm. And the dot of a kitana is nothing. So how does that work? So we have to explain it. We explain it like this. One second, we'll explain it like this. Sarich lehodia kedeshet taskim ve'af shebederech klal da'at katan ena po'elet klum. Right? So he says, hey, want to learn it like this. He holds that kiddushi yud halim b'mash shemochel ha'adon le'ama al gir'ona reze ki'ilu amar ha'av le'bito b'sha'at shemachra shetetkadesh la'adon im terse. It's as if the father gave her the power. She's coming from the power, as if when the father received the money, he's telling his daughter, you know what? If he's mochel you the money, you do it with dati. So she's borrowing the father's da'at. It's coming from the koach of the father. You know what I'm saying? It's coming from the koach of the father. Wait, when the father receives the money individually, it's as if it's unspoken that he's telling his daughter, listen, if at the end, in 2 years from now, he wants to mohail the money, do it. So therefore, it's coming like mikuho of some sort. Okay, comes to Gemara and says. So that's what it means. The statement means like this: Kiddushin Yehud is dafka begadol umidat. Midat means midata. Okay. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar afilu tema lekiddushin nitanu. I could come along and say, even if you want to say that the monies were given for kiddushin. Oh, so then what does midat mean then? If it was given me kiddushin, the father has the dot already, so therefore, what does it mean? Midat, shani achada, amar rahmana ye'ada. Still we have a gizdat katuv, she's got to know about it. Gizdat katuv, what means? You're right, regular kiddushin, father receives the money, goodbye, you're married. I didn't know about it, so what? Gizdat katuv, even when the father receives the money, ye'ud, ye'ada, has to be midat. Okay, so therefore, you have three ways to learn dot. Da'at either means da'at of the kid, therefore it cannot be a katan. Mata'am kaman. Mata'am sarich gadol. Begrashu sarich da'at. Second interpretation. Da'at of the girl. Aliba, according to the opinion that says it's not coming from the father. Second opinion, even if it's coming from the father's receiving of the kiddushin, gezat katuv, you still need da'at. She has to know about it. She can't refuse. She has to know about it. That's it. You have to tell her. That's it. You just have to tell her. Right? Now she says, Shani acha dichtiv lashon ya'ada limidreshet lashon de'a. Yedi'a, de'a. Continue. Now, my Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now we get to the points here. Which means, you're telling me, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the money is not Lashem Kiddushin. The money that the father gets is not Lashem Kiddushin. It works from Gira'on.
Yeah.
Where do you get that from? Detanya. Ye'ada ve'hevda. Ye'ada ve'hevda. Ye'ud and pidyon. Sarik shiyeh shahut v'yom kede pidya. There has to be enough time in the day of the shi'ud of pidyon, which means, let's say he wants to make ye'ud, he's got to always calculate, is there a shaveh piruta left of appreciation, of depreciation? You understand? Which means, let's say he makes the last second of the 6 years. Right? Could be there's not a Shaveh Peruta left of work. Therefore, he's got to calculate that the Yehud has to be at the time when there's a Pidyon. Right? Mikanam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, in Yesh Shahut Bayom. Kedeh la'asot imo Shaveh Peruta, Mekudeshet. Ve'im lav, ena Mekudeshet. Alma kasabar ma'ot rishonot, lav v'kidushin itanu. Because if you learned ma'ot rishonot, I don't care if there's nothing left now in the Gidon. It's retroactively the money that the father received at that time. Now that he wants to activate Yehud, so it's on the Shaveh Peruta that the father got. The father got that money. And but from the fact that he says, no, when you make Yehud, you got to calculate how much work there's left. Must be it's happening not from the original money that the father got. It's happening now. No. No proof. I can even say the money's happening from what the father got. And still we have the Gizlet HaKatuv that Yehud can only take place when there's still Shaveh Peruta left of work, but it's happening from the original money. I guess you have no ayah. We thought that ayah is from Ya'ada Ve'evda, that he's saying, well, it's got to be Dafka where there's a Shaveh Peruta left in the pot. Oh, Shaveh Peruta left in the pot, must be that's it's happening then. Yeah. No, I could argue and say that it happens originally when the father got it, but it could only work if there's Yehud. The window of Yehud is only if there's a Shaveh Peruta left of depreciation. It comes to Gemara and continues. Amar Amar Ibn Nahman. Omer Adam Lebito Ketana. Interesting case. A guy can tell his daughter. She's a ketana. See if you can be kedushayich. Go out and accept your kedushin. That's strange. Right? She's a ketana. How in the world does that work? So you have to say, like we learned earlier, the father is giving over his koah to the daughter. With my koah, you're going to go. Like he's like he's writing over his koah. His power of attorney. He's giving over his daughter. That's the way they want to say over there. He says, "Hu moser la et a koah sheyesh lo lekadesha." Okay? He's strengthening up. Now, how do you know he can do that? Go accept your kiddushin. Can he tell her to do that? Mid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Lav Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ot Rishrot Lav the kiddushin Itanu. The original money of a Yehud is not from what the father received. The Chimish Yer Bashaveh Peruta Havi Kiddushin. Hakaname. No Shina. Look at the mechanics of a Yehud according to the Shita. The father receives the kiddushin. No, it's not kiddushin. The father received money when he sold her. Is that kiddushin? No. What is it as if he's telling his daughter at that time? Listen, if the guy wants to be kaddish later on, go for it. So left over money. You had that question. So what about it? Just get that up. It's the father's giving over that koa. So similarly, we can live in their regular case. Not Yehud. Guy tells his daughter, it's a ketana. Go accept the kiddushin. Didn't he do it in the Yehud case? Didn't he accept money? Not at Lashem Kiddushin. Except the money for the Shem Shifrut. And he's telling his daughter implicitly, if you can, you know, if he gives you a kiddushin later on, you're okay. So from here we learn in a regular case that a father can give over his daughter, give over, go do it yourself. Because that's what he's doing in Yehud, he's doing it himself. Okay, case number two. Aman of Haman. Habekadesh bimilvesh yesh aliyah maskon. Mekudeshit mit Yosef mit Yehuda. Okay, what's Habekadesh bimilvesh? He lent the lady money. Now we learned earlier, mekadesh b'malveh is no good. Why? Because it was the money. No, it's my money. You lent me the money. It's my money. I owe you something. So we said, mekadesh b'malveh means on the hana'a that I'm mohel you on the milveh. Okay, so we know that already. And of course, she'd be willing to pay money
to get it out of the loan.
So with that hana'a, good. We said that's okay. So what are we saying over here now? We're saying a bigger hadush. We're saying over here. Mekadesh b'milveh, even though he has a collateral. Now, when he has a collateral, could be she doesn't believe that he's muhail really. Because what do you have a collateral? What are you holding in my collateral? That if you're really muhail. Still, the hadush is, even though he's holding a collateral of us, and he's mekadeshing b'mechilat milveh, it is mekudesh. From where do you know it? So I'll bring you a proof. Lav Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Ma'ot Rishonot Lav the Kiddushin Itanu. The original money by Yehud was not given for Kiddushin. Hay Halva'ahi. She now owes the Adon money. She's working it off. She owes the money, right? V'hi gufam mashkoni. And she herself is the collateral, because she can't leave until it is paid off. And still, what do we say? As long as the Shavei Peruta left in depreciation, have a kedushin. So therefore, why you're being mekadesh b'milveh, meaning he's mohel her, tana'at, even though she's there, right? So she's being held back, but you could say what? That it works. Therefore, hachana meloshena. Here also, it's all different. It can be more mekadesh b'milveh. Now over here, here you have a kusha, and we'll end with this kusha. Let's go slow. We learned yesterday, and it's very important. When you have an amma, so you're being mekadesh, let's say, with the and she's the mashkun, she's the collateral, right? So what's happening over here? When you're giving the kiddushin to her, or mohailing or whatever it is, does she go free at that point? It's like you're giving back the mashkun to her. Does it free her? So the Mefarshim discuss over here like this, which means they say here, Shibirega shemuhela ala shi'bud. The second that she's muhel on the shi'bud, zachta begufa. Which means she does go free. Ulam kashe ketsad yachol adon nimchol ala shi'bud. Halo amra gemara shu'il ve'eved evri gufo kanui. If you say gufo kanui, mechila does not free the person. How does this work with I'm mu'el? You owe me money, I'm mu'el on it. You need a star to free the... So the Mefarshim one, the Tosfot wants to learn from here that we don't say amma evriyaz gufo kanui. This gufo kanui is only by an evid. But amma evriyaz is not gufo kanui. Therefore, how's it working over this mechanics? You owe me money. You owe me work. I'm mohel, you're on the milveh, whatever it is, and you're the mashkon, take yourself back. Take the mashkon back to yourself. And it works. She's free, she's okay. So from there I can learn, out of you, I go out of you. In a regular case, a guy goes to a lady, you owe me money, I got a mashkon of yours over here. I'm mohel, you're on the hana'at, mehilat, milveh, even though there's a mashkon, because what? We say she will be so mechda'at that he really is mohel, even though he's holding the mashkon. And we learn from the case of Gi'ud. Very good. The Gemara continues. Tar Rabbanan, Ketzad Mitzvat Yi'ud. What? How do you fulfill the Mitzvat of Yi'ud? Yi'ud is where the Adon marries the Amma Avriyah. Omer la b'fnei shnayim, he says, in to her in front of two witnesses, Hare at mekudeshet li, Hare at meureset li, Afilu besof shesh. Even if he does it at the end of the 6-year term, Va'afilu samuch b'shkiyat ahama. Even if it's close to the sunset of the 6th year, there's a few minutes left before sunset of the term. V'noheg ba menhag ishut. And then, of course, after he does the yirud, he treats her now as a wife. V'eno noheg ba menhag shifrut. And he does not treat her anymore in the way of a shifha. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yesh shahut bayom kedeh la'asot imo shaveh peruta mekudeshet. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, there's got to be at least a shaveh peruta's worth of depreciation left in order that he's mekadeshar at that point, which means that her value, obviously, she was bought for a certain price. The more she works, the price already that she owes is less. So as long as there's a shaveh peruta worth left of her value, so then it's mekudeshet. Ve'im lav ena mekudeshet. Mashal. Now the Gemara says, we can draw a conclusion. Le'omer le'isha. It's like a guy that tells a lady, hitkadshili me'akshav. Right? Be mekudeshet to me from now le'achar shloshim yom. Uba acher v'kadsha b'toch shloshim yom. And somebody came within 30 days and gave her a kiddushin, she mekudeshet l'rishon. In that case, already it'd be mekudeshet to the first guy. Because the first guy said, me'achshav. So therefore, it's me'achshav ad shloshim yom. So once he's mekudeshet, let's say 22 days later, the kiddushin is hal from already day one. So the guy that came on day 15, Doesn't matter. His kiddushin did not go first because the first kiddushin was me'achshav. It went retroactively. So now the Gemara comes along and says, "Mashal leman." You're giving a mashal, an example for which opinion? If you tell me that from the story of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, by the case of Yehud, we can learn this case of Shloshim Yom. Ha'im yesh shaut b'yom keder la'asot imo shave peruta mekudeshet ve'im la'av lo. Which is according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, his rule by Shifcha is what? If there's a shave peruta left, mekudeshet. If not, not. So therefore, he gave us his rule already by Yehud. You gotta have a shave peruta's worth left of value. When you gave me in this statement over this braita, mashal, you gave me an example that we could learn from this case of Yehud to the case of Shloshim Yom, to who are you talking? To which one of the opinions? The Yabara says, Amar Abahabir Edrava, mashal Rabbanan. It's from the rabbi's opinion. Now let's speak it out. What was the rabbi's opinion? The rabbi's opinion was that you don't need a Shavei Peruta. So long as you make the Kiddushin already close to sunset even, of the sixth year, the Yehud is a Yehud. Now, must be, what's the mechanics? How do they hold Yehud works? There's not a Shavei Peruta left. They must hold that the Kiddushin is retroactive. It was given from the time that the father received money at the time of the sale. You're working on that Kiddushin. So therefore, it works as a lemafleya item. That even though it's happening 1 minute before sunset of the sixth year, the Kiddushin is retroed all the way back to the beginning. So from that case, I could learn that if a person says, Me'achshav, Ad Shloshim Yom, that the Kiddushin is retroed, and therefore if somebody's Mekadesh in between, she's Mekadesh to the first guy. So therefore I could learn from the case of Yehud, according to the rabbis, the case of Me'achshav. So give us a Pshita. Isn't that obvious? Well, I need what's the chadush? Of course, if a person says me'achshav, of course it's mekudesh retroactively. Now the tema halo amar le me'achshav, which means in the case of Yehud, when the father received the money, he didn't say the word me'achshav, right? It was implicit, but we say it works retroactively. So I would have thought that maybe when a guy stab is mekadesh a lady in a regular case, even if he doesn't say me'achshav, it's retroactively. Kamash ma'alam. That we can only say in a regular case of kiddushin that if you want to retro it, it's yes to say the word me'achshav. Look at Rashi. Ma'u detema ha lo amar le le'av. Hay adon me'achshav. Right? When the guy gave the money to the master, he didn't tell the master that your daughter is going to be mekudesh to me from now. You can only learn in case where you say me'achshav. I mean, don't learn exactly from the case of Yehud. Yehud is different. Yehud is implicit. But in a regular case of kiddushin, unless you say me'achshav, it is not retroactively. That's the first deed. Now we go to the next thing. Tanya Ida, Chamochel et Bito. Look what the guy did in this case over here. The guy sold his daughter. Ve'alach v'kitcha l'acher. And then he went, and he married her off to somebody else. So the Gemara says, what do you do with this? Sihek ba'adon u'mekudeshet asheni. Devre Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, he was joking around with the first guy, and the kiddushin is to the second guy, which means the B.O.S.A. holds that the second situation is hal, the kiddushin is hal, and the sale that he sold to the first guy is a joke, so to speak, which means it's nothing. So comes the Gemara and says, "V'achemim omrim im ratza liyared miyared." He says, the guy who bought her is the guy who owns her, and if he wants to make yirud, he can make yirud, which means nobody else can make a kiddushin. It belongs to the adon. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Mashal, we can learn from the case of Yehud to the following situation." The Omer liisha, "Hared mekudesh li lachar shloshim yom." My guy says to a lady, "You'll be mekudesh to me after 30 days." Ubacher v'kitcha betoch shloshim yom, and somebody came within 30 days, she mekudeshet l'shini. In that case, over there, you're going to be mekudeshet to the second guy. Well, it's obvious because the guy said, "I'm going to be mekudesh you after 30." And somebody comes within 30, so the second kiddushin already catches up first. So the Gemara says, "Mashal leman." Who is this? From which shita is this law being learned from? So the Gemara says, "Idi ma rabbanan." If you're saying it's going according to the rabbis, can't be. Hamar rabbanan im ratzal liyared miyared. According to the rabbis, in the contrary, the first kiddushin is hal. He holds that the first the kiddushin of the yirud is hal, not the second kiddushin. Ela amar Rav Chabred Rava mashal Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That when a person sells his daughter, right? That was the case. He sold his daughter, and then he was mekadesha. So the kiddushin is hal to the second guy. Similarly, we can learn from there that when a person says lahal shloshim yom, and somebody comes in between, it'll be mekadesha to the second guy. So the Gemara says pshita. Well, isn't that obvious? Which is, I need to learn from somewhere. Isn't it obvious if I tell a girl I'll be mekudesh to after 30, and somebody comes in between? Of course, she's going to be mekudesh to the second guy because the first kiddushin is delayed until 30. What are you learning exactly? So Gemara says, "Ma'odetema halo amar la lahashloshim yom kamash ma'alan," which means in the case of the when the guy sold his daughter. Okay, he sold his daughter, then he married it to somebody else. He, what we say according to one shita, the kiddushin goes to this is the second guy, even though he didn't speak out lahash loshim yom, which means the when the father sold the daughter, he didn't tell the guy at that time lahar shloshim yom. He sold it to him without saying anything, and still we say what, that if somebody comes in between, the kiddushin is going to be hal, even though he did not say lahashlo shimyom. So what's the logic? Look at Rashi. Rashi says ma'od tema. Look at Rashi ma'od tema halo amarla bishat matan ma'ot. At the time that the adon gave the money to the father, al menat shetityaedi laharzeman. He didn't say the words laharzeman. Umishumachi amar biyosid mekudeshet asheni. That's why we say mekudeshet. Lashini, avalecha da amaret kachidi da hashloshim, but could be when, if let's say when the master would buy the girl and say, I want to be mikudeshta after 30, maybe when already he speaks about kiddushin after 30, he means to say after 30 it'll be mikudeshet from now, retroactively. So you would have thought in the case of Yehud, the guy didn't, the reason why we say that the kiddushin of the second guy comes in, because he didn't say lehar shloshim. So since he didn't say lehar shloshim, so that shows what? That he doesn't want us to do it retroactively. Which means lehar shloshim, he's just saying, if he's giving you the money now, and he's saying, I want it to be lehar shloshim. If he wouldn't say lehar shloshim, we would understand it to mean retroactively. But since he didn't say lehar shloshim, which means what he bought, so then because of that, I explained what? That he doesn't mean to retroactive. That's why if somebody creates a kiddushin in between, it'll be okay to the second guy. So I would have thought that similarly, when a guy gives a kiddushin to a lady, even if he doesn't stipulate la'achar shloshim, if somebody comes in between, he could make kaddish. Kamash well, no. In a regular case, you have to stipulate la'achar shloshim. Otherwise, if you didn't stipulate, it is already considered from now. Look at the way that she says. That's a little tricky, that point, but I'm going to be reading that she slowly for you. Ma'o de tema. Halo amar la bishat matan meot al menat shetitcha'edi lahar zeman. Right? He didn't tell when the father received the money, the Adon didn't tell the father that I want to mekadesh your daughter after time. He just gave him money. Because we say what? The kiddushin, there's no kiddushin over here. Oh, but if he would have said lahar shloshim, afal gav de lo amar me'akshav, then even if he didn't say the words me'akshav, highly. Since the yi'ud is taking place with the money, which is when he gave the money initially, that if he's going to want to be mi'ud, it's going to work retroactively with that money. But since he didn't say the words ma'akshav, it's not because, which means even by yi'ud, if you didn't say the word me'akshav, it's hal later. Similarly, I could learn that when a person goes to mekadesh a lady and he doesn't say the word me'akshav, it's hal later. You would have thought that even without saying me'akshav, it's hal now, because I'm giving you the money now. Kamash, well, no, that yi'ud and the regular case of kiddushin, without saying the word me'akshav, it's delayed, even though you're using the original money. It's the original money, but delayed. Now, if somebody comes in between, it'll be Meku There's shit. Similarly, when a guy comes and tells a lady, I have mikudesh liachar shloshim yom, so it's delayed. When he comes in between, it'll be mikudesh. Tanya ida kavoker bito. Okay, next case. Guy sells his daughter. Uposek upasak amrat shlod liyaid. He gives a condition. I'm selling you my daughter, but you cannot marry her. Now, normally the Torah says if you sell a daughter in slavery, the law says he can marry her. So this guy's making a condition on something that says, that's written in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Nitkayem matnai. Rabbi Meir, Devei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the Tanai is accepted. You can do that. Which means you can make such a condition. Sell your daughter for an Amma Ivriya and stipulate that you don't want Yehud to take place. Rachamim Omrim, Imratzal Ya'ed Mi Ya'ed. Rachamim say, you don't have to listen to that condition. If the master wants to make Yehud in any event, he can. Why? Because you're making a condition on the Torah law. Anybody that makes a condition on something that's written in the Torah, tina'o batel. The condition is, we don't pay attention to the condition. Now the statement you discover is made a condition on the Torah. Torah says, he's allowed to make Yehud. And this guy's, I'm selling it to you, but you can't make Yehud. And maybe he says, it's okay, you can make such a condition. Akhim said, what are you talking about? The condition is nullified. If the guy wants to make Yehud, he can. So the Gemara says, will it be me'ir, tina'o kayam? Could you say that such a condition is valid? A guy tells a lady. Another case. A guy gets married to a lady. I'm getting married to you on the condition I don't have to give you clothes, I don't have to give you food, and I don't have to have relations. Which means all the Torah obligations that the Torah tells the guy he has to do, because I'll give you a condition, I'm not doing any of that stuff. So give her a condition. It's kiddushin utna'o batel. And the condition, and the conditions, we pay no attention, which means he cannot make such a stipulation. The Rabbi Meir. So what do you see from Rabbi Meir? That you cannot stipulate on something that's written in the Torah. His tenai is batel. He cannot overrule it. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'davar shebamamon tenai kayam. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir. He just says on monetary stuff you can make a condition because she can mohel on the monetary stuff, which means. Monetarily, you have to give her clothes. She can say, I'm mohel on the clothes. That's monetary. On condition that I don't give you food. She can mohel on that, but she cannot mohel on the relations. Because relations are not a monetary item. So it's not a monetary thing that she can be mohel on. Therefore, both she thought agreed to whatever extent that you cannot make a condition on something that's written in the Torah. Certainly, to be Meir holds like that. So why, by the case of Shifcha, he could come along and tell the master, I'm selling it to you, but you can't make your Yehud. And the Meir says, that's okay. What do you mean? How can you do that? Amar Haskia Shani Acha. Amar Kira Le'ama. It says, V'chi Timkor Ish Et Bito Le'ama. You're selling her as a slave. So Kibana says, Pe'amim She'eno Mokhra Ela Le'ama Bilvad. You learn against that. Sometimes you can sell her just as an amma, not as a wife. Because the Torah says you can sell her as an amma. So the Torah is telling you that sometimes you can stipulate that you don't want to sell it as for Yehud, just for amma alone. So she gives that to Katuv. So the Gemara says, but the rabbis that argue and say that no, you cannot make such a stipulation. What do they do with the word amma? From here we learn you're allowed to sell her to people that she is pasul to. Which means, Amanat Kohen Gadol, Girushat Kohen Ejot. It's pasul, but the Kiddushin is hal. Which means, technically, Yehud is possible, even though it would be asur, but if he would make Yehud, the Kiddushin would be al. So the Pasuk is saying, what does La Amma teach me? That I can sell her even to people that are invalid to her. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Va'alodinu. It's a Kavahomet. What's the Kavahomet? Im Mekadesha lepesulin. If a father can Mekadesh his daughter to a Pasul, a regular father, when the girl's a Kitana, he could marry off to a pasul. This is his prerogative. Lo yim kirena le pasulim. Certainly, he could sell her to pasulim. Which means, if he could mikadesha the chaura, he could sell. Which means mikadesha is direct selling her. They might not even get the kiddushin. So, if I could marry off to a pasul, so I could sell her to a pasul. So, I don't need a pasul for that. Gemara says no. Mal mikadesha le pasulim shekin adam mikadesh bito kishin ne'ara. No, Kiddushin, her father has more power by Kiddushin, because a father can even give his daughter over for Kiddushin when she's 12 years old. But selling his powers are less. Because he can only sell his daughter when she's a kiddush. So you can't learn, just if you can do something by kiddushin. Kiddushin, you have more flexibility. Kiddushin, you can go up to a na'ara. Kiddushin, you can only go up to, selling can only go up to 12 years old. So you can't learn, if you can do this by kiddushin, you can do this by mechira. But what? That's why we have a pasuk. Melamed shemuchal pesulim. From the fact that it says, I thought I could make a kavahomer. You can't make a kavahomer. Because you cannot compare kedushin to mechira. Kedushin is more flexible. And from the fact that it says, le'amah, according to the rabbis, you could sell it to even a pasul. Rabbi Eliezer omer, im le'lamed shemuchal pesulim. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that you can sell your daughter to pesulim. Why? Harei kivan ne'mar, im ra'a be'enei adoneha. We have a pasuk by amah. It says what? If the master finds it bad in his eyes to marry the girl, to marry the amma, imra'a bi'ani adonea. Why would it be bad in his eyes? Shira'a b'nisu'eha. That he's not interested in marrying her. He doesn't find it proper. Matamul domar. What's the case? Le'amma milamed. I'm sorry. So that pasuk is talking about what? Why is it bad in his eyes? Because the pasul. Which means, we know that pisulin work. Because let's say you have a kohen, he bought a gerusha, okay? So imda'a bi'ani adoneha, he doesn't want to marry her. Why doesn't he want to marry her? Because he doesn't want to make an isur. Oh, so we know that you could sell to pisulin from the pasuk of imda'a bi'ani adoneha. Why is it da'a? Because she's a pisula, but you see that it can be sold. So therefore, amma, according to the Bili, as it is available. So the Gemara says, matamudama le'amma, melamed shemochra lekirobim. Wow. Now, according to the Bili, you can even sell her to relatives. Yeah, you can sell her to his brother.
Right.
Exactly, now, that's a relative. Now, their kiddushin is not hal.
No.
Which is a brother marries the girl, the kid, maybe a brother, yeah. But no, we have Isul Karet.
Yeah.
We have Isul Karet, let's say. Right? A father sells his daughter to his son. Right. They cannot marry at the Suda Karet. Exactly. So comes the Gemara and says, Hadush, le'amah, did you can even sell to Kirubim? Gemara says, what do you mean? I'm going to call him. If I could sell it to Pisulim, which is not such a genai, lo'im kirena le Kirubim, shouldn't I be able to sell it to Kirubim? Now, what's the Kavahomet over there? Which is, if I sell it to Pisulim, which means, he explained like this. Even though it's a bizayon to be sold to a pasul, and she can come to isur because she can marry a so that's a surta, but still, but if she gets married over there, at least the kiddushin is hal. So loyim kiren le kirubim, because first of all, it's not a bizayon to be sold to a relative; it's a relative, and it won't come to marriage because kiddushin is not tofes, which is here it can come to. In Isur, Kerovim, it's not tofes klal. And therefore they want to make it like it's better, which is, it's better to have a situation where the kiddushin is not tofes at all, so at least it's not a, it's not an Isur here, it's an Isur kiddushin. But it says, no, mal demokhra lepesulin, shimnatza liya'ed miya'ed, which means, by pesulin, if he wants the miya'ed, he could be miya'ed, and the kiddushin would be hal yimkirena lekirubim shimnatzali yaed enu miyaed, which means look at the Rashi lekirubim afagav sheen kan yiud sheen kedushin tosimba, which means I could come along and say that what's your claim? If you could sell it to pesulim, certainly you could sell it to kirubim. No, I could argue I could sell it to pesulim because at least the kedushin is hal, but kirubim it's not hal. You mean you cannot make a kal bachomer from Kerubim to from Pesulim. So the Gemara says, Amar Kera le'amma. That's why I have the Pasuk le'amma. What Rabbi Eliezer? Melamed shemuchal le'kerubim. So Rabbi Eliezer has two Pesukim. Ibra abe'ane adonea teaches me Pesulim. That's why the guy's upset, he doesn't want to marry. And the Pasuk of le'amma teaches me Kerubim. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, he learned from the Pasuk le'amma to teach me that I could sell her sometimes just as an amma. Meaning I can make a condition and sell her and tell her, I'm selling you to this guy, al-minat, you cannot make yi'ud. Also, how does the bimir know the kirubim and the pisulim? His word, le'amma, is already taken. He uses that to teach, I can make a condition to sell her without Yehud. So Gemara says, Rabbi Meir lepisulim. How do you know pisulim? Nafka lemecha de nafka lerabbi Eliezer. Good. Whoever Rabbi Eliezer learned pisulim, bikerubim. Which means, sorry, nafka le, mecha de nafka lerabbi Eliezer. Which means, Rabbi Eliezer learned from the pasuk. Imra'a be'ane adoneha. So where did Rabbi Eliezer learn from that pasuk over there? Imra'a, why is it ra'a? Because she's a pasul. So therefore, where the Bili Ezer learned pisulim from, that's where the Bili Irba learned pisulim from. Now the question is, where is the Bili going to learn kerubim? Because kerubim is learned from the word ama. Bikerubim savala kerabanan. And when it comes to kerubim, he doesn't hold like the Bili Irba. He holds like the rabbis, the amre and mochra le kerubim. He can't sell the kerubim. So therefore, according to the Bili Irba, it's beautiful. The ama teaches me you can sell us sometimes specifically just for an ama. Which means, you can stipulate, I'm not selling you, you can't make Yehud. Oh, you met the Amash Ketubah Torah. No, the Torah says Le'ama.
But,
well, go slow. That's the Bimi Yisrael. Le'ama, I can sell her stipulatively. That what? Ananat Shelo Yasi Yehud. Good. How do I know you can sell to Pesulim? What about Kirubim? The Bimi says you can't sell to Kirubim. Good. According to the Bili Ezer. The Bili Ezer comes along and says, no. From Le'ama, I learned you can sell to Pisuli. I'm sorry. From Imra'a Be'ane Adonai, I learned you can sell to Pisuli. From Le'ama, I learned you can even sell to Kerobim. So that's the Shitot over there.